Blake McDonald from World Health. Blake, how you doing, my man?
Good, guys.
Now, how fast do you think you could run a mile?
Well, definitely not 4 minutes. I'm thinking about 6-7 minutes.
All right. Okay. That's good. So, well, just because, you know, there's the mile race coming in Edmonton in May. So I think we're going to sign up some listeners. We're going to stack our team. We're going to sponsor some of our best listeners. We've had a few text in who are like, "Hey, Gregor, I'll show you my time. No problem." A lot of people that are running under 4:30.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, that's going to be a great event.
Yeah. That's really quick. So we're going to train Mash. Because he's training right now with Ricky. So Maj is going to train for the next 4 months to run the mile race.
I think that's a great goal.
I'm curious to see like what he would run the mile in now and how much he can improve in 4 months. So that, well, we're gonna track that with Ricky in World Health. That'll be great.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I love it. Now it's kind of, you know, it's not really a New Year's resolution for Maj because he basically just decided it today. But you know, it is January now. It's kind of a week past New Year's resolution time. But you know, there's a lot of people, and to me, whether it's January 1st, January 15th, January 30th, March 20th, I don't care what day it is. When you decide to make a change, but whenever you decide to make that change, what are some things you have to think about if you're going to do it when it comes to training and physical activity?
Yeah, there is definitely a lot to think about. There's three major things that we really talk to people about that they have to remember when they're starting out, especially with the January New Year's resolution. The first thing is start small. You know, going to the gym every day, it's just not obtainable for most people. So, you know, start with simply a couple times a week. You know, once you make that a habit, you can sort of build on more. The second thing we tell everyone is, you know, start with goals that are obtainable. We see a lot of people every January who try to lose 30 pounds in like a month. Even though, you know, they see some gains, they quit because they're discouraged. People need to understand that it's a long, slow process. You know, realistic, healthy weight loss happens at about 1.5 pounds per week. And sometimes just the gain of feeling better is a good place to start. And then the final thing we try and get people to understand and realize is, you know, start with a plan and with people that are going to help. We see far too many people who decide they're going to do it on their own. They do nothing but the treadmill. And then they quit in 30 days because they've seen, you know, no gain. Most people need help. In fact, 90% of people who obtain the goals they were looking to achieve when they first darken the gym's doors took part in some form of professionally led programming or they worked with a, you know, some sort of a professional that assisted them with their programming. Don't go it alone. You know, like an automobile, the body is a complicated machine. And just like you'd go to see a mechanic for your car, getting help from fitness professionals is the best way to achieve a fitness goal.
Now, the percentage of people who decide to do something and are actually successful is actually quite low, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, honestly, it's much lower than what you probably even think. And there's a lot of different reasons for that. But honestly, the primary reason, which constitutes in a good 60 or 70% of people dropping off, is that the fear of getting started and failing causes many people to just not get started at all. So that's the number one thing.
Okay, so how do you get over the fear of starting?
Well, when you venture into any uncharted territory, it can be, you know, super intimidating. You know, if someone has no previous experience with something, they typically don't know what to expect. And if they can't guarantee a favorable outcome for themselves, and that's important, if they can't anticipate that they're going to be successful, most people tend to shy away from even taking the first steps. And when it comes to health and fitness, ensuring you have all the proper support and guidance is what will give you the greatest chance of an actual favorable outcome. And it also helps you overcome that uncertainty. Of that may be causing your fear. So, you know, think of your first day on the job. Within a first couple of months, you likely had someone show you where the bathrooms were and they clarified what you were supposed to be doing. You know, ultimately, you know, they helped provide the direction that you needed to become a useful employee. And the same goes with health and fitness. You know, finding some source of guidance finding someone that can help guide you is the key to giving yourself the best chance at success. And then eliminating all those fears that you might have about failing.
Blake McDonald from World Health joins us. And, you know, the fear of failing is so interesting for a lot of people, is that they talk themselves out of it before they even try to see it. Like the human body is much more capable of doing things than we think we're capable of. It's just a matter of putting it out there and saying, let's go.
Well, absolutely. And it's funny because you know, that's our natural reaction, is to convince ourselves not to do it, and to give ourselves all of these excuses and make up all these excuses about why we can't do it. It's amazing that if you can, you know, if you can sort of create that little bit of comfort zone and make that leap, I think people would be amazed what they can accomplish.
Now, we have a lot of people saying, I've had a few people texting saying, so are you suggesting the only way they can get success is by having a personal trainer?
No, not at all, Jason. I mean, getting a personal trainer is a form of this. However, what we're really recommending is that instead of joining a gym and jumping on a treadmill or buying a Bowflex and putting it in your basement, you know, seek out programs that are led by fitness professionals who can help you with your workouts and be there for questions. You know, you've heard me say this earlier on the show, 90% of people who are successful in obtaining their goals take part in some form of programming. Specifically, these are things like, you know, group fitness classes led by a certified instructor or personal trainer, small group training, or even professionally led circuit training. So it's not just personal training. It's programming that's typically led by some fitness professional that can be there for you to help guide you.
Now, I know you've been seeing this for, you know, over a decade now. What do you think is the number one mistake the average person makes when they try to go and get in shape?
Well, the number one thing to be aware of and the number one mistake out there is people just don't address their diet.
Okay.
You know, 60 to 70% of obtaining any health and wellness goal is dependent on what you're putting in your body. And the reality is you cannot work a bad diet. Even if you're doing the proper type of exercise 3 to 4 times a week, you won't see the gains if you don't embrace some of the most important aspects of nutrition. And so, you know, those are things like eating a proper breakfast within 30 minutes of waking up, or eating regularly. In other words, eating 5 meals a day or every 3 to 4 hours versus 1 to 2 big meals every day. Ensuring you're eating the proper amount of daily calories for your goals and for your lifestyle, and ensuring that each of your meals has the proper combination of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates sort of to fuel your everyday activity.
Blake, great stuff, man. I look forward to it, and I look forward to seeing Mark Mongeau. What we're going to do is we're going to find out. He's going to run a mile either this week or next week or something, see where he's at, and then see over the next 4 months how much he can improve his mile run. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Well, I'm emailing Ricky right now because I think he should have to run that first mile when it's like minus 30 over the course of the next week.
Yeah.
Might take him 3 minutes.
Well, who knows? That might be motivation. And probably it could also outdo one of the myths that people think you can freeze your lungs. I know Jeff Woods has told us on the show many times that's one of the biggest myths out there. You can't do that. So it can make it a little easier on you if you don't like cold air in, but you're not going to freeze your lungs. Your body's too warm.
Yeah, I don't think that can happen.
Blake, we appreciate it. Quickly, NFL, who's your upset of the week coming up?
I don't know if it's an upset or not, but I got Green Bay to go all the way. The way Aaron Rodgers is playing, he's just unreal right now.
The pack attack, hey. I'll say this about Rodgers and the boys, that they have peaked at the right time of the season. They are playing best football when it matters most. It's very important.
You betcha.
Blake, great stuff, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.